Sure. You're talking about the World Trade Center site. There's a now vacant 33-story building. I think anybody in New Orleans has seen it, walked by it, maybe even have been in there. There used to be the Plimsoll Club up on the top floor. So the city conducted what's called an RFP, a request for proposal, to see what should they do with that building? And three proposals came in. They were due last Wednesday. And two of them call for turning it into a hotel with other amenities. One of them would put up a big Ferris wheel right there on the river.
Like London's Millennium Eye.
Right, exactly. And then the third proposal is the one that I've looked at most, is put forth by a group called the Tricentennial Consortium. And they're proposing to demolish the World Trade Center and turn all that area into a park, and then put up what they call an iconic sculpture or something that would be like the St. Louis Arch. It gets a little complicated, but it all ties into what is being proposed is phase five of the New Orleans Convention Center. Spending a bunch of money to redesign and spruce up Convention Center Boulevard. They talk about putting in a people mover, a nice walking path in that neutral ground area. And then at the upriver side, there is about 50 acres of vacant property. And what they want to do is spend more money fixing it up and then do another, again, RFP, request for proposal, to private developers on the government land there, and tell private developers, all right, we want to give you the opportunity to, if you want to, put up a hotel, apartment buildings, retail shops, restaurants. And the private developer would do all of that under the phase five plan of the convention center, and then the convention center would make money off of that.
Part of the issue here is also the price tag, $184 million. And there's a legal change that would need to be made for the government to pay for half of that bill.
Yeah, and this is confusing. I was confused myself until I started working on my latest story for The Lens, which is the $184 million that you refer to is for the phase five expansion of the convention center. And of that $184 million, half would come from the state's construction budget, and that would have to be authorized by the legislature. And the other half would be money put up by the convention center. Separately, for the World Trade Center, the Tricentennial Consortium plan for the World Trade Center, again, taking it down and putting up a park, they don't have a clearly identified source of revenue. That is an additional $165 million. It's really not clear, certainly not in hand, where that money would come from.
Now, the idea to create a stronger riverfront presence in New Orleans, in the area we're talking about, sounds great to a lot of people. That's something that they feel they've been waiting for decades. What is the risk of moving ahead with a plan to do that?
Well, a couple of people have made the point to me that, you know, this is just absolutely choice property for the city. So you want to do something right. You know, there's a lot of parking lots where buildings used to stand in the CBD, in the Warehouse District, where somebody asked to demolish something and then they were going to put up something else, and that something else never happened. You don't want to just take down the World Trade Center if that indeed is the best plan. Again, others are proposing to put up a hotel and some other stuff. But whatever you do there, you want to get it right. It's a place that, you know, many tourists go by in their visits here, but not only that, locals as well. So again, whatever happens there, you want to do it right.
Tyler Bridges is a staff writer for The Lens. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.